When you have a bad weather here in Gulfport, what kind of storms do you usually get?
Well, hurricanes or tornadoes. Well, not too many tornadoes, but hurricanes.
Hurricanes
are
bad.
Mm-hmm.
What was the last time you had one?
Well, we had a hurricane warning lately, but nothing really big, you know, since Camille.
What do y'all do to protect yourselves?
Well, I mean, they have, you know, like, shelter places, but we stayed home, so, I mean, not, you know, just the windows, board windows, and make sure, you know, nothing, you know, can fly up, take everything down.
Yeah, do you ever nail boards over the windows or anything like that?
No, we didn't. Okay.
Have you ever heard of any kind of storm around here where you had rain that was followed by freezing temperatures?
No.
Okay, you haven't heard of an ice storm?
Uh-uh.
Okay. All right, get back to police for just a minute. What are some of the things that a policeman carries with him for protection?
Guns. And now some of them carry, you know, the guard dogs.
What about some of them have the long...
Yeah, the, let's see. I can't think of the name.
Club
or I heard a Billy Club.
Mm-hmm. Was that what you were thinking of?
Yeah.
Is it a stick or a gun or what?
It's a stick. But it was, I can't think of the name. I don't know.
If you think of it, just mention it.
Okay.
Alright.
Blackjack.
Mm-hmm. Is that like a Billy Club?
Uh-huh. It's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
That club.
That can tickle you pretty good. All right. I'm going to ask you some questions about street people. I don't know if you have any of these in town, but have you ever heard any different names for a prostitute?
Hooker. Street worker. That's about all.
Do you have those kind of people in town?
Well, probably, most likely, but, you know, not that I know of.
Have you ever heard any names for the building where prostitutes work out of?
Mm-mm.
Okay. What about a man who manages prostitutes?
Pimp.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you think of pimp, you think of him usually as a black man, a white man, or could be both?
Well, first thing, because my mind is a black man, but it could be both.
Could be both.
Mm-hmm.
What about a man that you might see in town, maybe sleeping up on the side of the sidewalk or in the gutter? You know, he's dressed real poorly and has a drinking problem.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just an old
bone. Mm-hmm.
All right. Would you have another name for him? Maybe it has something to do with wine?
Wino.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wino and bone be the same?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Do you have a name for somebody who might not necessarily have a drinking problem, but he just kind of wanders around town all day, he doesn't do anything, he doesn't look like he's very well off, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody like that.
Well, that could be a bum, too.
Could be a bum, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Does the word hobo mean anything, too?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I associate that with railroad.
Railroad.
Uh-huh.
He would be a
hobo.
A hobo.
Mm-hmm.
So he'd have to travel around like different towns.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you have any names for cheap hotels where bums might spend the night?
No.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a flop house?
Mm-mm.
Okay. All right. Talking about something different. What about names that you've heard of for different types of drugs? They might be, we'll just, any you've heard of?
Like marijuana?
Yeah.
And, let's say cocaine. LSD. That's about all.
Okay, you need some pills, you know, or capsules?
Just uppers and downs.
Uppers and downs.
Mm-hmm.